Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Krishna is the source of all incarnations, Text 13. Ashtame Merudevyam Tu Naber Jata Arukramaha Darshaya Vartma Dhirana Sarvashrama Namaskrita Ashtame Merudevyam Tu Nabhir Jata Urukramaha Darshayan Vartma Dhirana Sarvashrama Namaskrita Ashtame Merudevyam Tu Nabhir Jata Urukramaha Darshayan Vartma Dhirana Sarvashrama Namaskrita Ashtame Merudevyam Tu Nabhir Jata Urukramaha Darshayam Vartma Dhiranam Sarvashrama Namaskritam. Urukramaha Parshayan Varta Dhirana Asam Samuskam Ashtame Merudevyam Tu Adrika Urukramaha Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam Sarvashrama Namaskritam Vaishnavis Ashtame Merudevyam Tu Nabhir Jata Arukrama Adhirana Ashtame, the eighth of the incarnations. Merudevyam Tu, in the womb of Merudevi, the wife of Nabahe, King Nabi, Jataha, took birth. Arukramaha, the all-powerful Lord. Darshayam, by showing. Vartma, the way. Dhiranam, of the perfect beings. Sarva, all. Ashrama, orders of life. Namaskritam, honored by. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The eighth incarnation was King Rishabha, son of King Nabi and his wife Meru Devi. In this incarnation, the Lord showed the path of perfection, which is followed by those who have fully controlled their senses and who are honored by all orders of life. Purport. The society of human beings is naturally divided into eight by orders and statuses of life, the four divisions of occupation and four divisions of cultural advancement. The intelligent class, the administrative class, the productive class, and the laborer class are the four divisions of occupation. And the student life, the householder's life, retired life, and renounced life are the four statuses of cultural advancement towards the path of spiritual realization. Out of these, the renounced order of life, or the order of sannyas, is considered the highest of all, and a sannyasi is constitutionally the spiritual master for all the orders and divisions. In the sannyas order, there are also four stages of upliftment toward perfection. These stages are called Kutichak, Bahudak, Parvajakacharya, and Paramahamsa. The Paramahamsa stage of life is the highest stage of perfection. This order of life is respected by all others. Maharaj Rishabha, the son of King Nabi and Meru Devi, was an incarnation of the Lord, and he instructed his sons to follow the path of perfection by tapasya, which sanctifies one's existence and enables one to attain the stage of spiritual happiness, which is eternal and ever-increasing. Every living being is searching after happiness, but no one knows where eternal and unlimited happiness is obtainable. Foolish men seek after material sense pleasure as a substitute for real happiness, but such foolish men forget that temporary so-called happiness derived from sense pleasures is also enjoyed by the dogs and hogs. No animal, bird, or beast is bereft of this sense pleasure. In every species of life, including the human form of life, such happiness is immensely obtainable. The human form of life, however, is not meant for such cheap happiness. The human life is meant for attaining eternal and unlimited happiness by spiritual realization. This spiritual realization is obtained by tapasya, or undergoing voluntarily the path of penance and abstinence from material pleasure. Those who have been trained for abstinence and material pleasure are called dhira, or men undisturbed by the senses. Only these dhiras can accept the order orders of sannyas, and they can gradually rise to the status of the Paramahamsa, which is adored by all members of society. King Rishabha propagated this mission, and at the last stage he became completely aloof from material bodily needs, which is a rare stage not to be imitated by foolish men, but to be worshipped by all. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the society of human beings is naturally divided into eight groups. This means it's not some artificial imposition, you know, just some aspect of Hindu culture. It's a natural feature of human existence. And we see this to some extent, that just by nature, people divide themselves up into these different occupational groups. If we look all over the world at all the different countries and societies, we'll see there's some class of laborers, there's some class of people interested in economic development, business people, farmers, and so on, bankers. And then there's also a class of people interested in government and military work by nature. They're inclined to that, to rule, to fight, to protect. And then there was also some intellectual or spiritual class of people. We can find this in every society. It's natural. And then also we see by nature people go through these different cultural stages of life. By nature, up to a certain point, boys and girls are celibate and they engage in study, they learn. And then at a certain age, you know, they become interested in the opposite sex and they enter into married householder life. And then at a certain stage by nature, they can no longer have any children. They can no longer work so hard. So they enter retired life, vanaprastha. And then even if they don't want to renounce, in the very end of life, by nature's arrangement, people do have to renounce. You know, there's a kind of sannyas because everything is taken away. So, in Vedic civilization, these things are understood properly and deliberately and intelligently. Society is arranged in such a way. But as is being mentioned here, of all these orders, the sannyas order is considered the highest, the spiritual master of all the other orders and divisions. But Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here that even sannyas has different stages, which he calls Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Parvajakacharya, and Paramahamsa. And elsewhere, Srila Prabhupada explains what those mean. Sannyas, the renounced order of life, is basically a process for becoming liberated or free from the entanglements of householder life. So Srila Prabhupada says that in traditional Vedic society, the first step for a sannyasi is called kutichaka. Kutir means hut or cottage. So the sannyasi will leave his house and he'll go outside the village and make a small cottage, and he'll live there by himself instead of living at home, you know, with wife, children, relatives. But the relatives will still bring him food and other necessities from home to his cottage. So that's one step. Then after some time, when the sannyasi becomes accustomed to living apart from his family, even though he's still being supplied with his food and other necessities by his family, he'll decide, no, now I can stop taking food and necessities from my family, and I can go from house to house within the village and take a little from each house in terms of food and other necessities. In other words, he doesn't get his necessities just from one place, but from many places. And that's the meaning of the word bahu and bahudak, which is this second stage of sannyas. And then, at a certain stage, Srila Prabhupada explains, the sannyasi will decide, why am I just concerned about where I'm going to get my food? I should also become interested in preaching. I should have something to give. I should be able to communicate my realizations to others for their benefit. And then he begins to travel, not just from house to house in his own village, but from village to village, from town to town, from country to country. And that is called Parivrajakacharya. Parivrajaka means to travel, and acharya means to be a teacher and teach. So that's the actual position of a real sannyasi, to be a Parivrajak Acharya. And after satisfying the duties of the Parivrajak Acharya, when one has sufficiently preached all around the world and made disciples all around the world, then one can enter the Paramahamsa stage, where the work is carried out by one's disciples. Srila Prabhupada wanted to do this. You know, he said, now I've traveled all over the world. I've spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Now I want to sit in one place and simply absorb myself in finishing the Srimad Bhagavatam. But you know, his sense of duty never really allowed him to do that, although he stated it was the normal system. That's called Paramahamsa. So Rishabhdev, as mentioned in this verse, he was the son of King Nabi and his wife Meru Devi. They had performed austerities, desiring to have a son like the Supreme Lord, Krishna. So the Lord agreed to become their son. He appeared as Maharaj Rishabhdev. And he was a very capable, competent person with all kinds of good qualities. So his father, the king, felt he could retire and turn the kingdom over to Rishabhdev. And he did. And he had 100 sons. So at a certain point, he instructed them in the purpose of life. And then he himself retired and became a Paramahamsa. He was completely beyond everything, beyond even sannyas. You know, he was wandering around as an avaduta. An avaduta means a personality who is beyond all the rules and regulations of the Varnashrama system of life. It's not that he's just beyond all the rules and regulations. He's spiritually realized. He's totally absorbed in meditation upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, Rishabhdev was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but you know, he showed this example. He entered into that avaduta or paramahamsa stage of life, and therefore he's considered worshipable. But mainly in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Rishabhdev is famous for the instructions that he gave his sons. And there are many famous verses that Srila Prabhupada regularly quoted that come from the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev. Nayam deho deho bhujam naloke kashtan kamanartam vid bhujam ye tapodivyam puchuka yena sattvam shudyet yasmad brahma saukyam tvanantam. So that was the first instruction that Rishabhdev gave to his sons. Nayam deho deho vajam naloke. This human form of life is not meant for just satisfying the needs of the bodies. Kashtan kaman arhatam vid bhujam ye. Like the hogs who are vid bhuja, which means they eat stool. Of course, we don't see that in Los Angeles. But you go to India and the villages there, there are many hogs. You know, they roam in the streets and you can actually see they're eating stool. And they're thinking that's happiness, that's pleasurable. But in the human form of life, you know, Maharaj Rishabhdev is saying we shouldn't simply be striving for the same kinds of pleasures that are available to the dogs and hogs. What is human life for? Tapo divyam putrika yena sattvam. Tapo, austerities, but not just any austerities. Tapo divyam, divine austerities. So, you know, Srila Prabhupada has given us the opportunity to practice those divine austerities in the society of devotees that he set up. And what is the ultimate purpose of those divine austerities? Brahma Saukhyam. Shudyat yasmat brahma saukyam tvanantam. One becomes purified. One's consciousness becomes purified by the practice of these divine austerities. And as a result, one will be able to experience unlimited transcendental happiness. So that is the purpose. And how does one practice these divine austerities? Rishabhdev said, Mahatsevam dvaram ahurvam muktes, tamo dvaram yoshita sangi sangam. One has to practice these divine austerities in the association of devotees, serving the Mahat, the great soul, like in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we're all dedicated to serving the great Mahat Srila Prabhupada, serving his mission of spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the world by so many different methods. And that is the path of liberation, the path of perfection. But if we simply associate with people who are on the level of hogs, dogs, camels, asses, and then that is the door to ignorance, tamo dwaram. Nunam pramata kurte vikarma, yet indriya pritya apranoti, nasadu manye yata atmanoyam asanapi kleshada asadeha. Was another instruction of King Rishabhdev to his sons. Nunam pramata kurte vikarma. People are, in material consciousness, are mad. He says, pramata, mad. Kurute vikarma, and therefore they perform vikarma, harmful activities that simply entangle them in the cycle of birth and death. And why? Yet indriya pritya apranoti, simply to try to satisfy their material senses with the temporary material sense objects. Asanapi kleshada asadeha. But that's not good. Nasadu manye, the wise people say, that's not good for a spirit soul to be attracted to such things, because the material body is kleshada. Klesha means miseries, da means to give. So the material body is kleshada. It's temporary and ultimately full of misery. Yes, you may be able to temporarily squeeze some kind of substitute happiness from it, but you'll never get the real happiness. So, therefore, one should strive for this higher purpose. Parabhavas, what is that? Abhoda jato, yavadna jigyasta atma tatvam. That if one doesn't strive for this higher purpose, then one can consider that one's purpose in human life has been defeated. Unless one comes to the stage of inquiring about the nature of the self and the supreme self, one has been defeated. Nobody wants to be defeated. Nobody wants to be a loser. It's a big insult to tell a person, loser. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, if someone doesn't come to the platform of understanding that they're an eternal spirit soul who by constitution is the eternal servant of Krishna, such a person is a loser, has been defeated. So we don't want that. So I mean, there are obstacles to coming to that kind of understanding, and Rishabhdev mentions them in his instructions to his son. Pum sastriya mituni bhavame tam tayor hridiya granta mahu ato griya chetra sutapta vitar janasya mahoyam aham mame ti. So, pum sastriya, male and female, there's some attraction between them. And it leads to a tight knot being tied in the heart. And from that tight knot in the heart come so many things. The need for money, friends, relatives, wealth, all kinds of things follow from that. So, Janasya Mahoyam, the average person, is completely bewildered by these things. Of course, it is possible to accept all of these things in the spirit of divine austerity, Tapo Divyam, so that they lead one progressively towards the real goal of life. That's possible, but it's very dangerous. So the goal of life is to become free from the cycle of birth and death. Namochayad ya samupeta mrityum. One should be able to liberate one's dependence from the cycle of birth and death, Lord Rishabhdev said. Otherwise, guru nasasyat, one shouldn't become a guru. Swajano nasasyat, one shouldn't pose oneself as another person's dear relative. Pita nasasyaj, one shouldn't become a father. Janani nasasyaj, one shouldn't become a mother. Patis na patis chayasyam, one shouldn't become a husband or wife unless one can deliver one's disciple dependent from the cycle of birth and death. So these were some of the important instructions that Lord Rishabhdev gave to his sons, and that Srila Prabhupada very often quoted, you know, these very famous verses from the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev, who is listed here as the eighth incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes, Ananda Kirtan.
So can you explain why that is?
But they are still students, and they're still celibate, and they're under the authority of the spiritual master or the representative of the spiritual master. And generally, you know, the system is that sannyasis have brahmachari assistants. So, but it may be, you know, that, I mean, according to the Daiva Varnashram system, yes, a brahmachari is being trained, you know, to study the scriptures, to maintain celibacy, to preach as an assistant of the spiritual authorities, the disciplic succession. And it's possible for a brahmachari who does that very nicely to go into the stage of sannyas, you know, without, you know, having to go through the other stages of householder life and retired life. So that's a possibility. You know, if during Srila Prabhupada's time, you know, sometimes he would elevate brahmachari disciples to the stage of sannyas. And just in general, the principle is that one should be recognized by one's qualities and work. You know, that is the way of actually judging one's position. But whatever one's position, we also follow the example of Lord Chaitanya, who said, I'm not a brahmachari, I'm not a grihastha, I'm not a vanaprastha, I'm not a sannyasi, I'm not a brahmana, a kshatriya, a vaishya, or a sudra, but gopi bharta kamalayar das das anur das. I am simply the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the Lord of the gopis. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.